you say this. You're a great president.
I'm
great because I've got a few fans like you. You're a great president. I've met this many times in private and public, and you're just great.
I'm awful thankful for people like you.
Well,
I want you to help John Gardner. I'm going to get down here some night. I'll get a little quiet down here, and I want you to sit down with him.
There's a lot of help I can give John Gardner.
Sure.
And there's an awful lot, Mr. President. You're passing so much. I think that, frankly, the great problem is I see is a pipeline is getting clogged up. We're going to have indigestion in the country. And then I don't know when you'll sense it and feel it. There's so much reorganization that has to be done. You know, I'm chairman of a reorganization committee of government operations, and we've been putting these things through for you, but there's so much that can be done. And I would like to talk to you. I mean, with all the pluses you are doing to get things done, there's a great opportunity for you to do what 30 years overdue to reorganize the whole executive.
Next year, we're going to deal in trying to do some foreign policy that doesn't cost money. We're going to try to administer what we've done this year and get it where it's not a scandal and it's done a good. And we're going to try to improve and reorganize our transportation system and our government system. And that's about it. We're not going to have a lot of new stuff.
Well, I mean,
we're going to consolidate, as you say, what we've got and try to get where we can administer it efficiently and economically.
Well, now, we're in on that poverty program, and I'm voting a lot of this stuff. But there's the greatest mess in the country, Mr. President, the poverty program, believe me.
Is that right?
Oh, God, they're so confused, and we're pushing money out too fast. I'm voting the money you're asking for, all of it, but we're pushing it faster than we got people.
We demanded $2 billion and I cut them to $1.5 billion, and they've got $150 million more than I asked for.
Yeah.
Now, and the House gave them to $400 million more than I asked for.
Well, you see, you've oversold the program. Everybody, Johnson says it's great. President Johnson says it's great. Everybody thinks it's great, and it is, but the trouble is, this is going to start kicking back in everybody's teeth within the next year. And I'm deeply concerned with what I see back home and what I hear, and that's been dealing in a damn clean state. You can imagine what happens when you're dealing in states that aren't clean. And there's so much overlap. There's so much stuff that should be in labor. There's so much stuff in HEW. So much in agriculture. And what you've got so much confusion. Nobody can ever get an answer down in that poverty program because they're on a treadmill. They're moving too fast. They don't have the people out in the country, and they're shoving out the money before people are ready to use it. I'm just giving them my personal reaction.
I appreciate that, and that's what I want. I've got to have friends that'll do give me the reaction, and I invite it. Have you ever told Shriver that, or should you?
Well, I don't know. I tried to get to Shriver, and basically, I told
him. Let's pass this bill, and then let me call you in here next week, and you give me hell in front of him.
The idea is this. I don't like to just turn out somebody else's party. I told both Teddy and Bobby, I said, look, I said, I'm telling you, I said, this damn program is a mess. One of these days, he's going to kick sides in his teeth. I mean, it's not up to me to tell sides, but the programs are good. He's got a lot of imagination, but this is, it's just too great. There's duplication. There's too much duplication and stuff that HEW is doing. It overlaps, labor overlaps, agriculture overlaps, small business overlaps, and when you have overlap, you've got too many administrators bumping into each other. I think that the great tragedy that I saw in the cabinet were all these interdepartmental committees. I have always had the feeling, and when you've talked about it from time to time with what you'd like to do in the executive branch, I think you have got a great potential, the Johnson reorganization of the federal government, because...
Well, let's get work on. I'll just get Charlie Shoes with you, and let's start working.
All right, well, look, I mean, I've got that committee. I've sought that committee, and John McClellan created a committee called the Organization of the Executive Branch. And anything you want. And that you've got the committee, and
I'll get Charlie Shoes over the budget, and we'll just start working on it right now.
Oh, that's a good one. And there's a great opportunity.
All right, I'll do it. Try to get something up in my message, and we'll start working on it.
Mr. President, it's always good talking with you.
I'm glad to hear you, and please bring these other things to my attention, and let me know about them, and I'll try to improve them.
Well, look, I know. This is the toughest job in the world, and too many people want to tell the president what he wants to hear.
No, I
would say this, that none of the troubles that I see are Lyndon Johnson's troubles. But there's always, I've been in government long enough to know it. Am I taking too much?
Not at all.
The problems that you've got is you've got an ingrained bureaucracy, and decisions are very seldom made on a day-to-day basis by the President of the United States or his Secretary. Decisions are usually made as policy is
lower level,
20th down in the echelon.
That's right.
Now, basically, and what the bureaucracy lacks is an element of grace, the element of knowing when to step back, when to give credit, the element of knowing that the executive branch doesn't have to have everything. If a senator or a congressman has got a good idea, for heaven's sake, let him carry the ball on his own idea and not fuzz it up and change a few words and take it away from him. And this causes, I mean, you were in the legislative branch.
Oh, I know that.
And I think the question of how policy is made and who makes policy, and to start eliminating the duplication, because you're doing so much that if you added another dimension to Lyndon Johnson, and the dimension is this man not only does it, but he saves money in doing it and has a much more efficient operation and a much more efficient government, then you add an additional dimension to what you are doing for the great society, and you are.
We'll get on it. I'll tell you, she was a good picture.
Thank you, Mr. President.